Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Feliz Navidad.
And welcome back.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Feliz Navidad.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Merry Christmas, everyone. It's just you and me, just the two of us for this next segment or two, and I appreciate you being here, joining me on Christmas. I'm live on my 24th live Christmas Day show. And as you know, I make all the holidays. I think I've missed a couple. Of all the holidays, I think I've missed a couple over the years, including Labor Day, and I've been usually right here. You know, I want to talk about Scrooges. This is in defense of the misunderstood Scrooge. Because some say I am a Scrooge, and they might be right. The following excuses or exhibits, depending on how you want to look at it, are placed into evidence in my defense of this indictment, my Scrooge indictment. First, the early part of my career was spent in retail. Retailers know what that job does to your holiday spirit. There's a survivor syndrome for everything else. Why not one for retail survivors? Let's call it RPTHSS, Retail Post-Traumatic Holiday Shock Syndrome. Retailers, you know what I'm talking about. And the second exhibit in my defense is, since I don't wait until the holidays to give somebody a gift, I just don't get all worked up about holiday giving. Not that the ladies mind getting stuff all year long. Let's not lose our heads. It's just that they want me to be giddy about giving at Christmas time. Giddy? Bah, humbug. And the last piece of evidence, as an avowed and devout contrarian, it would be antithetical for me to feel obligated to do what everyone else is doing. And if there's one thing that has become part and parcel of the holiday season, it's obligation. For example, if someone gives my significant other and me a last-minute Christmas gift, other feels obligated to reciprocate. Not me. I'll do something nice for them in March. And the second thing is, after the Christmas cards have been sent out, if an incoming card is received from someone not on your list, do you rush to get a card out to them? Oh my goodness. Well, I don't. Maybe next year. And finally, in the world according to Ebenezer Blasingame, giving should be voluntary, not obligatory. In fact, to a Scrooge, not reciprocating is endearing. It's not that I don't like the holidays. As a Christian, Christmas is an important time in my faith life. As a capitalist, the importance of holiday spending to our economy is not lost on me. But I just don't care for what we self-absorbed, narcissistic humans hath wrought on the holiday season. And if that makes me a Scrooge, guilty as charged. So, on behalf of my misunderstood brethren, apparently there are no female Scrooges, on behalf of my misunderstood brethren, let me clear up a few things. First, Scrooges can be lovable, huggable, yes, and even cute. It's a myth that all Scrooges are skinflint. Many are quite generous. But their generosity isn't obsessive, and isn't tied to a calendar, and it does not come with giggles. And Scrooges can be quite caring and compassionate. This is one of the little known facts about Scrooges. Many of them are quite caring and compassionate, and they can be all those things without having to say, "How sweet," or "Bless their hearts," over and over again. Of course, any Scrooge worth his salt will deny all of this because, after all, there is a reputation to uphold. Finally, in order to influence an acquittal, I offer two challenges into evidence, one for me and one for us. I challenge myself to be more receptive to and tolerant of the silly parts of the holiday season and those who sustain the silliness. But please be patient. The mill of a Scrooge grinds slowly. And for us, I challenge the challenges for us to be more generous, loving, thankful, and spiritual all year long, not just during the holidays. Children need to eat every day, not just Thanksgiving and Christmas. So, imagine what would happen if we all practiced peace on earth, goodwill toward everyone, every day. It might sound something like this. I know they don't look like us, but let's help those people right now. Yes, yes, in the middle of July. Let's help them right now. Children need to eat every day, not just Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, folks, I one of the things that I'd like to encourage you to do, and I'm not presuming you're not already doing it, but just in case, find, if you will look a little bit, you can do it because I have, find a source of help for people who need things, who do it every day. There's somebody in your community who works with people who need things every day. There are different people. As a different person today than there is tomorrow. It's oftentimes a single family, single mother family. Many times that's the case. Sometimes they're associated with a safe home. Find someone who works with those people and tell them to call you when they need something, like money. Children need to eat all day. That'll every day, not just Christmas and Thanksgiving, and that will help you have the Christmas spirit every day, all year long. And finally, as I wrap up this segment, peace to you and yours. Shalom. Salam. Que la paz esté con ustedes. I'm Jim Blessing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.